The best-selling author John Irving was 14 years old when he opened the book that changed his life. Within two pages, he found himself in a misty cemetery, watching with his mind's eye as a boy was accosted by an escaped convict.
Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat.
No, sir, no.
Tell us your name. Quick.
Pip, sir.
That's the 1946 movie adaptation of the book Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, the author who sets the bar for John Irving. As part of Intersections, our series on artists and their inspirations, Irving talked about Dickens' effect on his writing with NPR's Ketzel Levine.
John Irving is a calculating writer. He knows everything that will befall his characters before he creates them on the page. This one will be addicted to ether. That one will lose a hand. His mother will be killed by a baseball, and their child will die young.
You make people likable, hopefully lovable, and then you visit upon them the worst things you can imagine. You think you have a miserable life? Well, be glad you don't have this one.
The man is hell on his characters, an approach that puts John Irving in good company. Writers of considerable stature have been throwing the book at their heroes, from the story of Job to the tales of Ulysses. But it was Great Expectations that grabbed Irving by the lapels and shouted, "This is storytelling." And once or twice a year, he revisits an early scene from the book that still holds him in its sway. On the edge of the river is a scaffold with chains hanging to it, chains that once held a pirate. Pip watches as the convict walks towards it.
The man was limping on as if he were the pirate, come to life and come down and going back to hook himself up again. It gave me a terrible turn when I thought so, and as I saw the cattle lifting their heads to gaze after him, I wonder whether they thought so too. I looked all around for the horrible young man, and could see no signs of him. But now I was frightened again, and ran home without stopping.
Do you have any memory of the first time that you read that?
Great Expectations was, I believe, on a reading list, and being a not atypical 14-year-old, I probably chose it, I'm ashamed to say, given the kind of writer I am, because it was the shortest. In fact, my only disappointment with Great Expectations was that it wasn't long enough. And the next thing I wanted to do was go out and get a book by Charles Dickens that was two or three times as big.
Well, that was easy. David Copperfield and Bleak House weigh in at least twice the poundage of Great Expectations. John Irving abandoned himself to the sound and rhythm of Dickens' prose. Half a century later, he's still mesmerized. But he treats Dickens more as a colleague now than as an idol. A colleague, Irving acknowledges, not everyone gets.
He doesn't make things easy for you if you're not having a good time. He's very long-winded. He's overly descriptive. He is stridently narrative. Even sophisticated 15 and 16-year-olds have reason to reject Dickens for being too emotional, too sentimental. I say, well, I like his confidence in that he doesn't care about those readers.
John Irving doesn't care about them either. Less is not more, he says with characteristic certainty. More is more. Like Dickens, he enjoys overwhelming you with information. His aim is to catapult you into a place you have never been before.
Garp's mother, Jenny Fields, was arrested in Boston in 1942 for wounding a man in a movie theater.
The introduction to the world according to Garp.
This was shortly after the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor, and people were being tolerant of soldiers, because suddenly everyone was a soldier. But Jenny Fields was quite firm in her intolerance of the behavior of men in general, and soldiers in particular. Trouble.
Trouble fuels John Irving's novels. Garp, A Prayer for Owen Meany, The Cider House Rules are all spiked with Dickensian melodrama. Complex plots and perilous encounters, children orphaned, lives sacrificed for the greater good. Social and moral dilemmas play out in both men's fiction, certainly more so in Dickens, though sometimes, Irving says of his Victorian colleague, he bangs the drum more than he writes the book. Both are craftsmen.
The purpose of a first paragraph is to make you have to read the next paragraph. The purpose of a first chapter is to make you want to read the second one. These aren't commercial considerations. These are the functions of any narrative entertainment. You got to catch your audience's attention and keep it.
What? It's just a marvel to me that you still have such high expectations of people.
Well, I'm happy I amuse you.
Look at it this way. What choice does Buster have? What are his options? Nobody will ever adopt him.
Look at it this way. Buster and I are sitting here right beside you. We could have ended up in the incinerator.
Happy to be alive under any circumstances. Is that your point?
The screenplay for The Cider House Rules won John Irving an Oscar. Next month, an adaptation of A Widow for 1 Year opens in theaters. It's called The Door in the Floor. John Irving gets enormous pleasure out of seeing his stories writ large. Even in this, he suspects a kinship with Charles Dickens, a man who loved the stage and who, Irving insists, would have been a screenwriter. There's a scene that John Irving continues to write but has yet to put on paper. It has to do with the end of his own life. This much he knows. The scene will feature Charles Dickens' novel, Our Mutual Friend, a book he keeps handy in every house he owns but has never read.
It's for the day when I don't feel I can write anymore, or the day when somebody tells me I have a terminal illness, or the days when something horrible has happened and I really feel as I can do nothing about it. At least there'll be one book I haven't read that I know is terrific. So isn't that lucky?
Lucky and masterfully crafted right to the very end. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can hear John Irving reading from Great Expectations and from some of his own books at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.